following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference you read, makes them beat it right along.
The song I want to leave you with is in honor of the Flavin' Hoy, my shave a lavy, cavey ding, my limey, limey, nay. What the fuck was that?
You're vulgar.
No, I'm conscience.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're vulgar.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 931 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I got more voice letters, and we've got an axe, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely.
The most wonderful time of the
year. It's that time of year again.
They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples. Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Staples. That was easy.
Hello, greasy bacons, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, that was quite a little song there. Y'all, it was, and y'all, it has double meaning today, because y'all, it is time for the urchins. Time for the urchins to get their asses back in the classroom. Y'all, it is just time. But y'all, 4 months from today is Crema Day. Dear Gussie, y'all, where does the time go? Where does the time go? I just can't believe it. I cannot believe it. That by this time, in 4 months, it'll all be over again. And we'll be going, oh, thank God that's over. And y'all will be the old gal who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she'll be happy because it's not her year to write the Crema note. No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, let me just say that I'm glad I came on over Tuesday evening and got settled and everything. Y'all, I've decorated my window here at the, Y'all, that is a, Granny and Miss Water and I just went to the Long John Silver's Seafood Shoppy. That's spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. And y'all, because, y'all, if you don't get enough grease, that's the place to go because you'll get an extra. Y'all, just, I tell you what, y'all, we're going to have to take a short little break here because I forgot the fiber. Let me go do that now. Yes, Big Freddy.
We've come a long way, but we're not too sure where we've been. We've had success, we've had good times, but remember this. Being on this path of life for so long, we'll have walked 1,000 miles. sometimes stroll hand in hand with love. Everybody's been there. With danger on my mind, I would stand on the line of hope. And I knew I could make it. Once I knew the boundaries, I looked into the clouds. I look so high, I don't have to see me. Finding a paradise wasn't easy, but still, there's a road going down the other side of this field.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I decided to play that little bit of music because, y'all, that is a Take That song. And, you know, Big Fatty loves the Take That. And, y'all, the name of that song is Never Forget. And, y'all, you never forget to take your fiber. And, y'all, I decided to play a little bit more of that song. Y'all, the song runs even more and more. But I decided to play that one because that is the favorite Take That song of that Timmy Sims. Oh, dear Gussie. So that was a little shout-out for that Timmy Sims. How about that? Y'all, I forgot what I was saying. Fanny, you're never supposed to forget. Dear Gussie. But anyway, what was I talking about? I don't know what I was talking about. But anyway, y'all, Miss Water just came in here during the song, and y'all, you know, he won the little Miss Sweet Charity show at the last weekend, and y'all, he came in here to show me his crown. So y'all, but he did not fall down and. Little Miss Porter sat in the corner. Big Fatty, please move on.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes in the form of a voice letter from Eric in the DCs. Yes!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Eric in the Washington, DCs. I have an Ask Big Fatty question for you. South Carolina is one of four states that I've never been in. So I was thinking of next weekend coming down to visit your fair city and was curious if you had any recommendations for a bar or a neighborhood or a hotel where a boy could come down and get his gay on in old fair Charleston. I'd appreciate any help. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, Eric called last week, so I'm guessing that this question indicates that he is going to be in Charleston tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. And Eric, quite frankly, the timing could not have been worse. No! Because, you know, Big Fatty, wait a minute. Maybe you timed it so that Big Fatty wouldn't be around. Big Fatty, I think you may be onto something here now. But I think that is Eric's first time to calling the BFO. And anyway, Eric, I would, you know, well, you know, I'm going to suggest that you go to the because, you know, just go in there and say, Big Fatty sent me. And they'll look at you like, what? What? And you say, where's Granny and Miss Water? And they'll say, oh, they're over at the horror with Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, but Eric, anywhere you stay downtown, you're going to play at Big Fatty. You're going to pay a pretty penny. A pretty penny. And thank goodness that Hurricane Irene is not gonna hit any of Big Fatty's greasy bacons, because y'all, it's going up to the New York and the Washington D.C.s and the Bostons, and y'all, I don't think there are any. Oh, Dick, I see. Well, there may be an evacuation in those areas. Please kiss your ass goodbye, big crowd. Dick, I see. No wonder Eric wants to come down to Charleston to get away from that Hurricane Irene. You know, there may be some emergency shelters that are. Meh, Eddie, you're just talking out of your ass. You don't know what you're talking about. But, Eric, I wish you'd wait and come sometime when Big Fatty's going to be in town. But anywhere downtown is lovely. I might suggest the Embassy Suites downtown. It's right in the middle. It's right in the middle of downtown. And don't stay in the one in North Charleston. Stay in the one downtown because it's just lovely. There are lovely restaurants, and if you stay at the Embassy Suites downtown, there are two of the other homosexual bars that Big Fatty does not frequent. So you're safe. You're safe. You won't see Big Fatty. You're not going to see Big Fatty in any of the bars this weekend because I'm at the Hara Hotel. The Cha Cha Palace. You've heard about that Gravitas dancing on the box with the glitter pants. And the Cha-Cha Palace is down there. It's called the Pantheon. And the other one is the Dudley Do-Rights. It's called Dudley's. They're a 3-minute walk from the hotel if you stay at the Embassy Suites. And I suggest that you go to the lovely Thai restaurant called Basil. Big Freddy, you're just a tour guide.
You're having it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he's fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Fatty, it's Kathy Bacon. I just wanted to let you know I'm still working on my acceptance speech. But then I was on the show last night when y'all were talking about the 548 and the show schedule, and someone had asked if I mean, prefer Kathy from
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was that Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, evidently she is having problems with her cellular telephonic device. Y'all didn't understand a damn word she said, other than I was listening to the Pride 48 little show. But y'all, the good news is she called back. Yes, McFreddy.
This is part two of message one. Anyway, I thought I would have Daniel show me how to use my recording equipment to record and send you the file instead of you slaughtering my speech or me carrying on or saying So, do you know where I can buy some cassette tapes for my tape recorder? Let me know. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, thank goodness we could hear her that time, but y'all, I still don't know what the hell she's talking about. Why would I want to slobber on her speech? I just don't know. It could be that the cellular telephonic device was just doing the editing for Big Fatty. You know, Big Fatty, I'm sorry, but she is saying words that don't make sense. These are words that don't make sense, and she's going to talk about slobbering, so we're just going to cut out on her. So I don't know. But anyway, y'all, our next call is from someone who also has a gift of gab. Y'all, it is from the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble Redhead. It's been a long, 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 long time since I called and talked to you and left you a message, but I just want to let you know that I've just listened to episode 916 where Scotty had left you a message, and he said that he wanted you to stop speaking English. And then your response was the funniest thing I've heard in a very long time. It was so hilarious, and I had a laugh out loud moment. So I just wanted to call to thank you for that. That was hilarious. And I also want to let you know that I am so excited about being able to go to Las Vegas and meeting you and all the other fabulous podcasters and podcasting listeners. So I look forward to that September. So anyway, I just want to give you a quick call to say thank you for doing the show you do. You're a very, very fun person, and I appreciate the hard work you put into doing this every single day of the week. So thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is the Ramble Redhead, and as you
heard... remember, when you're done listening to Big Fat News, this is the RambleRedhead.com. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as you heard on yesterday's show, the Ramble Redhead is going to be out there in the Las Vegas. And y'all, he said he was listening to episode 916, and this today is 931. Dear Gussie, y'all, he is catching up. He is catching up, and that's what he does best. The Ramble Redhead catches up. And y'all, I don't remember anything that Scotty said or any response I said to Scotty that would have been funny. So, Tom, I'm so glad you liked it, but damn if I can remember what was on yesterday's little show. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, how are you? It's been far too long. I just received an email of great interest, probably to you. I'm sure you're hosting the event, however. Over at the Fat Cave Augusta Branch at the Horror Hotel, on the 9th and 10th of September, they have a Michael Brandon Inappropriate Tour Pool Party. And he's bringing about five or six of his friends and a white trash pool party. I am sure that the Fat Cave Augusta Branch is being prepared as we speak. They're putting up the heavy-duty plane. So, are you attending the event, Big Fatty? Are you going to sit this one out? You know, the hurricane could just blow it away. It could blow it away. Irene could get them. Are you boarding your windows up over there again? You know, this is the second hurricane y'all had in a number of years. All right, Big Fatty. Well, y'all have a good weekend over there at the little coal mine. Good to hear from you. The Michael Brandon Inappropriate. Touching to him, man. All right, thanks.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it has been far too long since we've heard from Jeremiah. I couldn't believe it when the call came in. And y'all, evidently, Jeremiah has either unsubscribed or he is like the Ramble Redhead. He is way behind on the little shows because y'all, otherwise he'd know I was over here at the Horror Hotel this weekend and not over in Charleston. Well, but you know, You never know. You never know about these things. And y'all, I'm happy to report that if you are not monitoring the weather of Hurricane Irene, that it appears that she is going up the coast. So we're not even expecting a drop of rain. No liquid sunshine at the Horror Hotel. And y'all, Mr. Michael Brandon arrives here at the Horror Hotel later tonight. Yeah. Oh, dang, I see. Later tonight, here on Thursday evening, for the big horror weekend, and y'all. Then after that, he is heading down to the Southern Decadence, which is the Labor Day weekend, and then, as Jeremiah says, he's back here at the Horror Hotel the weekend, the second weekend in September. And y'all, then it's Pride 48 weekend. So, Jeremiah, no, I will not be attending the Michael Brandon weekend because I've got my own weekend with him coming up. Plus, I've got duties at the coal mine that weekend. But I plan on there being some inappropriate touching here this weekend. What do you think of that, old gal?
You're vulgar.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Lovely to hear your voice.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.